From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Today we continue a series of studies on the law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in the book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 13. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Garment rending and other outward signs of religious emotion are easily manifested and are frequently hypocritical. But to feel true repentance is far more difficult and consequently far less common. Men will attend to the most multiplied and minute ceremonial regulations, for such things are pleasing to the flesh. But true religion is too humbling, too heart-searching, too thorough for the tastes of carnal men. They prefer something more ostentatious, flimsy, and worldly. Outward observances are temporarily comfortable. Eye and ear are pleased, self-conceit is fed, and self-righteousness is puffed up. But they are ultimately delusive, for in the article of death and at the day of judgment, the soul needs something more substantial than ceremonies and rituals to lean upon. Apart from vital godliness, all religion is utterly vain. Offered without a sincere heart, every form of worship is a solemn sham and an impudent mockery of the majesty of heaven. Heart-rending is divinely wrought and solemnly felt. It is a secret grief which is personally experienced, not in mere form, but as a deep, soul-moving work of the Holy Spirit upon the inmost heart of each believer. It is not a matter to be merely talked of and believed in, but keenly and sensitively felt in every living child of the living God. It is powerfully humiliating and completely sin-purging, but then it is sweetly preparative for those gracious consolations which proud, unhumbled spirits are unable to receive. And it is distinctly discriminating, for it belongs to the elect of God, and to them alone. The text commands us to rend our hearts, but they are naturally hard as marble. How then can this be done? We must take them to Calvary. A dying Savior's voice rent the rocks once, and it is as powerful now. O blessed Spirit, let us hear the death cries of Jesus, and our hearts shall be rent, even as men rend their vestures in the day of lamentation.
Promised from eternal years. Hail the Lamb.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Again, that's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. As he continues these studies in the law of God, Dr. Cairns is expounding the meaning of the 9th commandment, Thou shalt not bear false witness. Dr. Cairns has established the theme of this command as the preservation and promotion of truth. The term witness immediately brings to mind a legal setting, and indeed one purpose of this prohibition was the safeguarding of Israel's legal system. God requires truth from men in every area of their lives. Yet the ways in which this commandment is broken are very numerous. May the Lord help us to be men and women of the truth. Now to continue dealing with the 9th commandment, here is Dr. Cairns.
Lying has in it the idea of willful deception. That's the Lord's own definition. In Psalm 101, verse 7, He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. And in many of these verses in the Psalms, there's a deliberate parallelism, so that the first line is actually expounded by the second line. What does the Lord mean? He that worketh deceit shall not dwell in my house. He tells you what it means. He who tells lies shall not tarry in my sight. So, lying is willful deception. We read in Isaiah 59, verse 13, what I think is a good summary definition of lying. It is uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Now the Word of God condemns that. Psalm 5, verse 6, thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. And that's an old-fashioned Anglo-Saxon word for lies. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lies. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16, speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace within your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Paul brings this to our attention again in Ephesians 4, verse 25, where he says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. In Colossians 3:9, he puts it bluntly, lie not one to another, seeing you've put off the old man with his deeds. The verse I quoted from Revelation 21, at the very end of Scripture, we are told, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. So clearly then, the ninth commandment condemns lying. It also condemns slander. That's a form of lying. Proverbs 10 verse 18 says, he that uttereth slander is a fool. It's a very interesting thing that the Greek word that we bring into English as devil, diabolos, is the word that is translated in Titus chapter 2 verse 3 as false accuser. It's written to the Christian women of the church. They must not be false accusers. False accusation, slander, is a diabolic work. It is that which emanates from Satan, for no lie is of the truth. Word of God condemns slander. It condemns backbiting. Psalm 15 verse 3 tells us that this backbiting destroys fellowship with God. You will not ascend the hill of God if you're guilty of backbiting with your tongue. It's very interesting. The Hebrew word that is translated back to backbite means to spy. Has the idea of someone who is going around as a spy, or as one lexicon puts it, as an explorer. In Proverbs 23, we read of the backbiting tongue, and it's the tongue that trades in secrets. In the New Testament, the word backbiting simply is a word that's made up of two Greek words that means evil speaking. And it's very interesting to me that in Romans chapter 1, verse 30, backbiting and evil speaking is linked in the same verse with hating God, boasting, and inventing evil things. What a low, vicious habit. Yet it's so widespread even in the Church of Christ. I want you to see the picture that's being presented. This is describing people who are snoopers. You ever met them? Snoopers. People who love to spread secret information. Or people who love secretly to spread defaming stories. They're never happier than when they're unfolding something of somebody else's life to someone to whom it should be of no concern. Oh, at times in the church, they can make it sound very holy. But however holy they make it sound, they are abominable to God. And they're injurious to the health and the happiness and the holiness of the Church of Christ. You see, gossip has no place in God's church. The Bible's very clear about it. James chapter 4, verse 11. Speak not evil one of another. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. Now that's God's interpretation of gossip. Whether you can see why he interprets it that way or whether you can't, that's God's interpretation of gossip. You speak evil against your brother, God says you're speaking evil against my law. And you're judging my law. And if you're a judge of the law, then you're not a doer of the law. We are to be judged by the law. We are not to sit in judgment on the law. So he condemns backbiting. He condemns talebearing. The words are very plain. In Leviticus 19, verse 16, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. And again, how true to life is the very wording of Scripture. The talebearer is not usually, I say not usually because I have come across one or two especially skillful sinners, and they are so skilled in the psychology of what they're doing that they can actually deviate a little from what I'm about to say. But for the most part, the talebearer is not satisfied with just saying it once. But man, he's up and down among the people of God, and he's spreading his talebearing as a cancer through the body. God says, do not go up and down among the people of God bearing tales. And I would say to you and to myself, beware of a scandalmonger. Be on your guard against that person who loves scandal. And however holy they may make their love of scandal sound, how often they'll come and say, now, you know, this is just as a matter of prayer. Liar. Liar. This is just a matter of prayer. But then they begin to regurgitate a whole filthy slew of lies or slanders or backbiting or tales or things that are of neither concern to them nor to you. Beware of a scandalmonger. Always walking around, whispering. If time permitted, talk to some of our Greek scholars. Go talk to Rhett or Mike Barrett or some of the Greek scholars, and they'll prove to you this. But if you know any Greek at all, go to your Greek New Testament. Have a look at the word that is translated whisperers. And just try to pronounce it, and you'll hear the hiss of the serpent in it. Whisperers. What a description. Those who are going around trading in bits of secret information and gossip. Now let me warn you, my friend. Let me warn you. That talebearer may flatter you today, but he will flay you tomorrow. And remember the person that loves to talk to you about other people's secrets will love to talk to other people about your secrets. The Bible says where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. These are some of the things that the ninth commandment condemns. Condemns other misuses of the tongue that I have only time to refer to. Flattery, vain boasting, denigrating other people, twisting words. And you'll notice that all these have to do with human relations. Though the Lord notes them as sins not just against men, but sins against him. But there are other classes of false witnessing that have to do with a direct attack upon the Lord himself. This ninth commandment, for example, condemns lying in the Lord's name. Thou shalt not bear false witness. The worst, or one of the worst forms of false witness noted in Scripture is false prophecy. This is a prime example of breaking the ninth commandment. Think of what the Lord said to Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 14. The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart. Again in chapter 29, verse 9 of Jeremiah, God says, they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Ezekiel spoke of the very same people, and he said, thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Now this is something that we need to pay very particular attention to. Our Lord Jesus warned us that false prophets would arise in the last days. Matthew 24:11, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. In Matthew 7:15, he says, beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. Paul warned the Ephesian elders that there would arise people from their very midst who would ravage the church. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 again, he warns of the rise of false prophets. Peter takes up the same theme, and in 2 Peter 2 and 1, he says, there will be false prophets among you. And in the book of the Revelation, John, in the 19th chapter, speaks of the false prophet who wrought miracles and thereby deceived millions. Paul, in 2 Thessalonians 2, speaks of the man of sin, the Antichrist, and he comes with great deceivableness and lying wonders. This is the one who is in close conjunction with this false prophet. Now, we're well warned in Scripture. And further than that, the Scripture gives us the criteria by which to judge false prophets. Deuteronomy 13 tells us there are two ways to judge a false prophet, to find him out. First of all, if their prophecies fail, then they're false. For God is not a liar. It's the first thing. But then he says, no matter whether their prophecies come to pass, or no matter how many miraculous signs and wonders they do, if they lead you away from God and from His Word, they are false prophets. We often quote, and I'll quote it again, the word of Isaiah 8, verse 20. And in our churches, we must, and especially in these last days when we're being bombarded with false prophecy, we must stick to this. We must rigidly stick to it, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And I tell you, it doesn't matter how many miracles they say they do. If they come raising people from the dead under your very nose, if they don't speak according to God's word, there is no light in them. That's the standard. We need to attend to it today, because, as I've said, we're living in a day of many false prophets.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, founded by Dr. Alan Cairns. Let the Bible Speak is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, produced in Northern Ireland. The Free Presbyterian Church stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers on the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. For further information about the Free Presbyterian Church, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America at www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelsch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.